Nigeria Info.
Our conversation has a lot to do with safety on roads, and we are going to be having as guest with us on the show today the Commandant FRSC, Commander Salisu Ugaladunchi. He would be our guest on the show this morning to discuss safety on our roads and how we can tackle the problem of road crashes. So if you have questions that you would want me to ask him or questions you want to ask him, well, do well to send them across to us using the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. It's the Yuletide is just around the corner. The Ember Month season is where we are, and you know how these things happen. Then when you look at the flood situation and what it has done to most of the roads across the country, I guess the concern now would be, how prepared are we to ensure that we reduce the rate of road crashes? Meanwhile, I've just been informed that we've made contact with one of the eyewitnesses at the Axis, Tunde Bello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, quickly, what's the situation like? You had earlier said a tanker was on fire around that Eliezu flyover towards the Air Force. What's the situation now?
Well, I wouldn't say now because I've left that scene because everybody's trying to avoid the disaster that can happen. We're diving against the truck carrying about 40 feet container, and then everybody could see the fire coming out from the container itself, and the driver seems to be panicking. He doesn't know what to do, so he apparently just was trying to avoid stopping anywhere that can cause the internal to just escalate. So he's just on a high speed trying to get a place to stop heading towards Air Force.
Okay.
So currently, I can't say what has happened.
As at the time you were there, what was the situation with other road users? Were there assistance? Were people trying to create a path for the tanker driver to, you know, veer off the road? Because we know that area is quite busy, and if, God forbid, anything happened, a lot of casualties could be recorded. So what was the organization like? And I'm also aware we used to have a warder around that area. I don't know if at the moment the warder was there while you were there. But if you can tell us more.
Yeah, the truck is, it was arriving from the bridge. So, of course, there is no traffic warding around that place before you get to Harmony Estate, the nav base. So, everybody had to stop, you know, following him or driving towards him or driving near him. So, he was alone, you know, heading towards that place. And people ahead of him had to park to avoid any incident, you know. So he apparently had to look for a place to park. As at the time I left, he was headed towards that Obiwali Cultural Center. So, and people just parked to, just, they were just looking at him, I don't know.
Can you confirm for us whether or not it was a container carrying perhaps inflammable material content, petrol,
well,
perhaps?
I can't say for sure, but of course he doesn't seem to have any conductor with him, so we don't know what he was carrying, but the flame and the fire is very, very visible and high.
And there wasn't any names written on the truck he was driving or the container?
Not that I noticed, but of course it has to be one of those imported containers that he's carrying. It's not related to any company, but all of those popular container.
All right. Thank you very much, Tunde, for the update. Hopefully we get more information. Thank you very much. Well, there was an eyewitness who called us earlier in the day to inform us about the situation of at Eliezu, the flyover around the Air Force area. Now he says from the last time he was there, the tanker was approaching the Obiwali Cultural Center. Whether or not it's still there or might have moved away from that area, we do not know. But if you are around that area, please be safe, and you can give us any information as much as you have. Efforts are on to contact men of the fire service to see that they swiftly respond to this emergency. Meanwhile, while we wait on my guests, I would open the phone lines, and also you can be a part of the conversation on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Don't forget, on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We have a post up there for you, so you can contribute and tell us what you think we can do as a people, as a nation, as a government. The FRSC asks an agency to ensure that we reduce or make our roads safer and reduce road accidents. What can we do? In the past couple of months alone, I have seen, if I haven't seen, I've seen up to about five road crashes myself within Port Harcourt Metropolis. I'll tell you. I saw one just some days ago, most recently was around the Choba area, close to the Unionport gate right there. I don't know how that driver did it, but one time I went to one of the satellite TV office around that area, and we were just coming out, getting the car, we're coming out, and then the next thing we heard was a loud bang and turned, and we saw a car crashed just out of the road, the trees on the side across the road. Really painful, and I'm sure there are many others that have not been documented or reported as well. And we also have the issues with tanker drivers and the accidents that they also, you know, are involved in. Majorly, we remember the one that really got people talking in regards to the condition of the LML near access of the East-West Road in River State. We know what happened, and people have been losing their lives on different bases around that area. How are we going to make our roads safer? And now we're hearing this tanker on fire around Ilioza Axis. It brings us to even ask questions like the roadworthiness of vehicles, who issues licenses, how much due diligence is carried out before a person gets a driver's license. These are questions I think that should be asked, because sometimes when you see how some people drive, I've come to realize that many people do not even understand the use of the road, the traffic signs. If a road is dwell lane, why? What part of the road is service lane and who should be on the service lane? Or if you are taking a U-turn coming into the road, what part of the road should you move into first? Like, very simple things. Why would you stop close to a U-turn to pick up a passenger? Like, there are some people don't even understand what a zebra crossing is. Or the speed limits for certain areas. Little things like this that people don't pay attention to. In fact, typical example, right here where my office is located, we see how people drive when they're coming. Like, it's crazy most of the times. Well, I'll open the phone lines now. Tell us what you think should be done to reduce the rate of road accidents in Port Harcourt, in River State in general. 0700923-0923. 0700923-0923. That is the phone number for you to call. 0700923-0923. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, I told you earlier, we'll be having a special guest on the show this morning. The FRSC commander, Salisu Galadunchi, is supposed to be with us live. I'm pretty sure he's held up in traffic or something, which is ironic, but that is the situation. Hopefully he gets here early enough so we can have him answer some of your questions. Send those questions to 0809-030-6416 on WhatsApp. We now go over to Omuma, where Chubike is on the line. Remember to go straight to your point and try to be civil about it. Good morning, Chubike.
Hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, good morning, our special guest on the studio.
Hey, go on.
Yeah, thank you. The FRSC, the only thing I think would be best for us this festive period to prevent road accidents is, one, the FRSC should please be on top. And they should deploy their men, most strategic points at that of the, if you go to that East-West Road, that place is always busy. That East-West Road, first artillery, second artillery, Dumokunushi Junction, like that. All those strategic points should be, yes, those men should be deployed to those strategic points. And those of the highways, for that, this Aba Road, Aba Express Road, entering Port Harcourt. FRS members should also be deployed there, alongside with the federal monitoring team, the police people. They should ally with them so that they will make sure that at least the speed limit and the brake speed, the seat belt, and everything about the car that makes the car in order, the tire, should be checked. Because majority of accidents we have in this federal road is when the tire is bad, and some of them are not making use of the seat belt. Somebody are making calls when they are driving. CDs are lost. I know FRSC used to
be on top, they have energy for, and they used to work on it. But as it is, for some days, some months now, I've not been hearing from them, and accidents are happening. Just like what happened at Elios now. I got the information, and the I reporter, the ICE India has reported, and we don't know the situation up to now. I have got the call you made, but up to now, we don't know the situation because everybody has departed the road for the tanker. Nobody wants to die because it's a pressing period. Yes. So I suggest the FRSC should be on top, and they're supposed to be there. FRSC is supposed to be there by now. They are meant supposed to be around that place.
All right, UBK.
So what is happening, and report back to you.
Thank you very much. Please, I'll just restate, if you are listening and perhaps you are around the Eliezer axis, or I don't know if the tanker has moved away from that area, but we would like to know what the situation is. We're still trying to make contact with men of the fire service. If they've arrived at the scene, what really is the situation with that tanker that's on fire? Has the fire been put out? Where is the tanker at the moment? Please get onto us on WhatsApp. You can send a message on WhatsApp. You can also get onto us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Just drop your comments there. Tell us what the situation is. We'll be very glad that you do. Okay, back to the phone lines. 070-090-070-0923-0923. That's the number to call. Good morning, Nigeria Info. All right, sadly, we lost that call. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Chibike said a lot about what the FRSC should do, what the police should do, but not that much has been said about what the drivers should do. I was at Rumokoro yesterday. I was late at night, and honestly, the situation was pathetic. It's not because the road is bad, so why do we have traffic? Because some people just don't obey the laws of the road. It's as simple as that. Leighton Barry from Bori. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew.
Morning to you, Leighton Barry.
Yeah. My concern in this traffic issue is that I want the road safety to also increase their position in the local area, in the local government areas. The reason why I said so is that a lot of bike users in the local area does not understand the traffic rules. In Bori, where I reside, I discover a lot of accidents as a result of bikers using one way. And at the end of the day, after crushing somebody, they will come up to claim their rights. That why is it that the person does not observe? Because, you know, the vehicle has their direction on each road. And so when a pedestrian is trying to cross the road, he looks at where the vehicle is coming from. And Okada will just take one way without even observing whether this person wants to cross or not. Even when they get to junction, they do not know the direction to follow. The FRIC always focus their attention on the city, at the city there, which this problem is really affecting the people at the local level, and they have not been able to sensitize, mostly when it comes to the bikers, they've not been able to sensitize them. And I want this enlightenment to come to the local area, because those are where it affects the people much. The people at the city knows a little rule about road caution than the local areas. So I will advise these road safety officers to focus their attention at the local level, because I have seen series of accidents that happened as a result of ignorance of bikers in the local areas. So this is my contribution and my concern.
All right, Leighton Barry, thank you very much. I think it's not just something that has to do with the villages or local areas. Even in the city here, you would see on the express road, for instance, you see maybe a keke rider or someone operating a motorcycle driving up in opposite direction to traffic, which is wrong in the first place. They knock somebody, or there was a near miss, and you see the person claiming the rights. Like, did you not look? And first of all, you are even wrong for driving opposite direction. You're not supposed to be doing that. and you almost knocked somebody or you caused an accident, and then there you are saying who's right and who's wrong. And largely, if you ask me too, the fact that we do not have a very high regard for life might contribute to why some of these things happen. I witnessed an accident happen around the Alakaya Primary School some time ago. I think that was sometime this year or this time last year, I can't remember, which was really tragic. Really tragic. All right, we'll take a very short commercial. When we come back, the conversation continues. Hopefully, we get in touch with our guest and we get to hear the plans of the FRSC for the Yuletide. And, of course, what other plans are on ground to see how we tackle the problem of road accidents in River State. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Alright, we're live on Facebook and Twitter. You can be a part of the conversation there at Nigeria Info PH. I told you that I would be having the commander of the FRSC here in River State, Salisu Galadunchi. And unfortunately, he was supposed to be with me in the studio, but, well, the situation on ground that we reported earlier is one that has actually caught his attention, and for that reason, he's not going to be able to make it to the studio, but I'll be speaking with him via telephone, and already he's on the line. Mr. Galadunchi, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning.
I'm very fine, thank you.
Good morning, Potato.
Let's start quickly with the situation already on ground this morning. The reports that came in that a container or a truck carrying a container was on fire. Where are you with that situation? What's the latest development?
Yes, first of all, let me apologize to the people of Potato and River State for not being able to be there. We agreed that I was supposed to be there by 8 a.m. So, unfortunately, I was already on my way when I started getting the report of this thing. So, there is no way I will not be at ease if I sit down there. I have to come back and start coordinating people. Already, my men are already getting, it meant just 1 or 2 minutes for them to be there, because, unfortunately, under the LABG, the traffic is already a wee hour. Early morning rush, people are going to work, because people are now avoiding that is the road that they normally pass. So I have called the Federal Fire Service and the State Fire Service, and all of them believe me. So I'm trying to, I don't want to give the half-baked information right now, but all I can say is now the emergency services are getting over there. I'm waiting to hear the full, at least, first information report for to what exactly happened. So, but for now, I don't want to give any information that is not correct. Just have to be patient until I get the full details of what is happening.
So at the moment,
but what I can assure that all the Crown Office and the Federal Fire Service, they are already
all right. So at the moment, no, we cannot establish whether contact has been made with the owners of the container.
Yes, we do not want to give any information that is not actually correct. Now we have to be patient until when we get full details of what is happening there. But what I can assure the people there, we are attending to it, and that is the reason why I have to rush back to the office, mobilize all the things that I can to move to that place to get there. But since it's a fire incident, I also mobilize the Federal Fire Service and the State Fire Service. I believe the Federal Fire Service will even get there faster, because at least from the Federal Secretariat, it's easier and it's shorter for them to get to that place.
All right. life very important, and we cannot stop you from doing your job. And that's the number one reason why you're in the state, so we would understand, of course. But this particular incident is one that has prompted this conversation. We already had the plans yesterday building up to this morning. We've had all the forms of road crashes in the course of the year. I was looking at statistics from other parts of the country. One thing I noticed was that it's very difficult to access data for road crashes in Rivers State. I don't know if you can help us out with that, what the situation is like for road accidents in Rivers State. I've witnessed a few myself. Does the FRSC have any record of accident issues in the state?
Yeah, it's not difficult to access data, but the only thing about data is you have to be accurate about it. Yes, if at any time we now arrange another interview, we are not have it in mind that you want to have a full data of the road traffic crash or traffic, I will have putting it under edition. I don't want to be cutting off hand
okay.
so that I will not make it, I will not report the data. Data is very important. When you are using it, you have to be accurate with it. But one thing that I can tell people of River State is, despite whatever is happening here, I want to assure them, I want to tell them, from our record, since I have been this in 2020, I have been able to bring down the record of road traffic crashes in River State and Port Harcourt to the barest minimum. As I'm talking to you now, the record of the road traffic crashes in River State is among the lowest, and you compare to the 36 and state and LCT all over. So that I've been able to do. We have the lowest record of road traffic crashes in Nigeria, River State. Most of the things that you are seeing here in River State is mostly it's a broken down vehicles, broken down trucks and those things.
That so brings us to
traffic crashes happening. The flashpoint or mostly where those traffic crashes happening is around Ishopo local government, that is around LLA, and it will not take a other area after order around in Biama, and then some parts of LNA Junction after our passage. Those are the places that we normally report the road traffic crashes. But fortunately, where the road traffic crashes we have, we normally report the almost zero fatalities. Injuries are the ones that are normally happening. But the report that I have in my hand, without giving you figures, I know that, and I assure you, even in my plug of the month that I did last month, I mentioned it, the FRS River have the lowest among the three that have the lowest record of road traffic crash. And that's when I give glory to God, and I give glory and thank the people of the state for supporting me to do the work.
All right. It brings us to the question of roadworthiness. We do not have a lot of time, so I'm trying to, just rush up with the questions. You've talked about broken down vehicles, which, of course, we've seen as a major problem. The roadworthiness of vehicles, what is the FRSC doing about it? Because we have a lot of them. For instance, now we don't know the situation of this particular truck that is conveying that container, but we know that many of them we see on the road are not roadworthy. Without even being a vehicle inspection officer, I can tell that some of these vehicles are not roadworthy, but yet they are plying the road, and we have officials, your men, on the road who see these vehicles and seem not to impound them or, you know, do anything about the situation. So what have you been doing with regards to that?
You see, the problem we have is when somebody is not in our office and is not working for us or is not working with us, the FRSC will not know the actual thing that we are doing. This is where we're having problems. People should not assume that the Federal Road Safety for River State is not doing anything about that. No. Like I said, we are going to arrange another interview with you where you will tell me all the records of things that you want to hear, people want to hear, then I will come with the records. For example, since the end of last year, especially beginning of this year, we started an operation that we call Operation Get Rid of Rickety Vehicles. And in this, my office, on daily basis, my patrolmen will impound a vehicle that is considered to be rickety. On here, we say rickety. Those ones that we look at them, their condition is not good and they fall the rest. We bring them down here and we impound them and they will be issued a ticket. Now, this is where we have an issue. We are a law abiding agency. We are operating under a particular segment or section of the law. You understand? And the law here says that we do not have right to continue detaining a vehicle, even as it is injured. When we impounded the ticket issue, the person will be given lecture, he will be enlightened, he will be educated about the implication and effect of using that type of vehicle. Now, after that one, by the time the person says, we do not detain a vehicle until somebody must repair it in our office, because we cannot turn our office into a mechanic village, you understand? The law says that when the person has paid and we have talked to him about it, he promised to go and do it, we have to release it. We cannot go beyond what the law says. So by the time the person goes, he's refusing to do it, if the patrolman see him again, they will bring him, he'll continue paying. Until he realizes that that money is paying as a fine to government, then we are not for him to
How much is the money that's been paid as a fine?
We do not like to talk about money every time, because money is not the issue. You understand? Money is not
But perhaps many would...
If you compare what somebody is going to pay for a retail vehicle, may not be more than 3,000 naira. You understand?
Mm.
But it's not the money that matters. What matters is for the person to do the right thing.
So are you also saying... Are you also saying that perhaps the law that is limiting your operations, and that could be where you're having slight problem, perhaps slight amendments should be made?
I'm not saying that the law is limiting our operations. I'm saying that the law has stated what we have to do. It's not limiting our operations.
Is it productive?
Allow me to clarify this issue. We must not be caught what the law says. And we must not interpret it wrongly. You understand? What I'm saying is every agency has its own act and establishment, and that is a particular thing that they are asked to do. You must not go beyond that. It's not that the law is limiting our operation. No, that's not a weakness. What the law is trying to do is also to protect the citizen. You understand? If a citizen, even in the court of law, if you go before a magistrate or a high court judge or a judge, by the time you take an undertaking, you say you are going to do the law. That's why the law is there for the common man, for everybody, for the poor, for the rich, and everybody. If somebody says, okay, this is my property, I have undertaken, I agree that it's an offense, I'm going to do it, then they understand, we release it, you go and do it. Like I said, where the person can do it, if by paraventure they meet him again on the road and doing patrol, they will still bring him back. He continue coming back. If that thing continues to disturb his movement, he will realize that. This thing is something that I have to do. So now what I'm saying, we cannot go beyond what the law is. It does not mean that the law is limiting our operation. No, the law is even giving us a privilege of being fair to the people on the road, being fair to the people of the river.
All right.
So that we don't go beyond and looking at things we are oppressing people. So
all
that's
right.
One.
All right.
And on the issue of vehicle inspection, for giving out a roadworthiness, it is not the duty of Federal Road Safety to consider. That is the particular agency that is assigned to do that. So it is up to them to do their own, you understand. We are doing our own part. We are collaborating with all the other agencies. That's why, for example, one of the things that the Federal Road Safety Corps has started doing concerning tankers, the Federal Road Safety Corps under the United Nations convention, we have about 6 conventions that will not permit me to talk to them. Movement of dangerous vehicles, the movement of chemicals on the road and business. So that involves tanker drivers. And the tanker drivers being on consideration that River State in Port Harcourt,
Mr. Galadunchi, time will not allow us. Hopefully, we're already going out of time. I need to take a few messages. There are questions that Rivers people will need to respond to. Perhaps when we have you in the studio another time, we can go into all of the details. There's loads of questions
to ask.
All right.
Come with some of these data. Even I can even tell you the actual number of people we impounded here for.
All right, just to react to this. Someone says, I should ask you, what is the cause primary concern? The bad roads that motorists ply that made them cause accidents on daily basis, or the defensive and offensive drivers who ply the road on daily basis? Secondly, the person says, I was shocked that the highly respected road safety marshals now receive monies from road users. This is from Kelvin in Oyobu Frank in Port Harcourt. Is this correct?
The issue of bribe, I keep on talking, I've said it in your city, I've said it everywhere. There are 2 sections of bribe takers and bribe givers. When people are apprehended for committing a certain traffic offense, they tend to buy their way out. And when they meet corrupt officials, they give the money. And when they give the money, they will not provide us with evidence and this thing, so that we'll find out who are the people to punish them. The only thing people do is to come to the radio and talk about this. They will not be able to provide. I agree. I cannot tell you that all my men are same. I keep on talking, I keep on fighting about it every day because I don't send anybody on the road to go
okay.
And I don't rely on their rice.
All right, Mr.
Anybody that eats bribe is eating blood money.
So our time is up.
The person that
are
giving the bribe, you also know that they're also committing the offense.
Our time is up. Mr. Galadunji, our time is up. Hopefully, we'll reschedule and have you in the studio so we can have a deeper conversation. But thank you very much. And we'll wait for updates with regards to the container that's on fire earlier today around the Eleusis axis. Thank you very much for your time.
We'll have another session where I will come with food also that the fact from the record.
No problem. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, you've heard the update with regards to the situation of the tanker. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.